The report was released by the Arctic Monitoring and Assessment Program, the scientific arm of the Eight-Nation Arctic Council. It finds that the last 6 years, between 2005 and 2010, were the warmest years recorded in the Arctic since measurements began in 1880. Gordon Hamilton is a leading American glaciologist and professor at the University of Maine Climate Change Institute. He says the new assessment updates the UN Climate Change Panel's 2007 report with data on Arctic conditions over the past 5 years.
And so with our new understanding of how ice sheets are behaving, how they're responding to climate change, we can say that actually the IPCC's estimate for sea level rise, 18 to 59 centimeters, is a very large underestimate, and that we're looking at something probably at least twice as large as the upper end of the estimate. So we're expecting something more on the order of 1 meter of sea level rise by 2100.
Melting from Arctic glaciers, ocean ice, and the Greenland ice sheet will make substantial contributions to that sea level rise, the report finds. Hamilton says while the year 2100 may seem like a long way off, the new estimates can help policymakers address changes in coastal areas where more than half of the world's population lives.
You know, if you're building coastal structures, if you're planning, development in coastal zones, these are the types of human activities that take place over the course of decades, and so we need to be making these decisions with the best sea level rise estimates in hand.
Hamilton is amazed at the rate of change he's witnessed in polar regions.
In my field in glaciology, 6 years ago, we didn't think that ice sheets responded to climate change on timescales any shorter than a few thousand years. Whereas now we've actually seen the big ice sheets in Greenland and West Antarctica respond in just a few months to triggers that are coming from changes in the climate systems.
The extent and duration of snow cover have decreased throughout the Arctic, falling by 18% since 1966. Other accelerated changes, Hamilton says, include the rapid decline of sea ice.
A few years ago, the projection was that the Arctic Ocean would be ice-free in the summers by about the year 2080. Well, in the first few years of this decade, there was some extraordinarily fast decline in Arctic sea ice.
The report finds that the Arctic Ocean could become nearly ice-free in the summers within the next 30 to 40 years. Hamilton says there is still time to act to slow down these changes by drastically reducing climate-changing carbon emissions, initiatives that he hopes the Arctic country ministers adopt when they meet next week in Greenland. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.